Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
It's tense in the studio today, so let's sing it out, shall we?
News.
There we go.
News.
No! No!
Our only real hope is to decide if this is news or no.
Tiak, I just had an idea, and I know you're the one who really likes to sing the news or nope theme.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of the texters hate it.
I did post the video of us singing it, and people were saying, like, are you guys forced to sing it? You don't look very happy.
And I think it feels more passionate than it looks.
Yeah.
Like, really?
I feel dialed in when we're singing it.
Okay.
But the video, we do not.
Is it bad? Oh, I didn't see the video.
It's pretty funny.
Okay, I gotta go watch.
Yeah.
So here was my idea, Tiak. Uh-huh. What if we do news and they do news? Like, we're the basis, so we're like, news. And then you guys are like, no.
Oh. Can we have choir?
Yeah. What if we separate it?
We could do that.
You try it.
Are the texters gonna like that more?
I don't know.
Probably not.
Good evening. Breaking news. Elmo has been laid off.
You know this isn't true. Oh my God. Do I have to call a nope?
I think it's funny.
Wait, what's happening?
So Elmo posted on LinkedIn that he was laid off due to federal budget cuts. He's talking about what's going on with like the public media stuff or whatever. But it just made me laugh really hard because he was like, I'm going to miss Big Bird. I'm going to miss like Cookie. Didn't say anything about Rocco.
He hates Rocco.
It's Rocco. So funny.
The rock.
Yeah.
It's a friend.
Rock?
Yeah.
No, there's like a, it's like a little rock. It's like a pet rock or something,
yeah,
right?
Rock, but yeah.
Hold on. There's really a rock on Sesame Street now?
Mm-hmm. Rocco. It's the memes between Elmo and Rocco, hilarious.
There's beef.
Okay, yeah.
So Elmo and Rocco are not good.
Right.
Okay. Will you do the real news story now? Sesame Street has come out and said, we didn't make that tweet. We didn't do it.
I didn't see that part.
Elmo's definitely still on Sesame Street.
Yeah, 100%.
All right.
It was just somebody like doing a parody account.
Right, he's 3 years old.
Speaking of legal stuff, Blake Lively is set to testify against Justin Baldoni.
Are you doing a second story?
You said to do the real story.
The other day.
You just said to do the real story.
I mean the real.
Oh, I didn't know that it wasn't real.
Either
so
way,
I went on to a news story.
I support Aaron.
Okay. All right.
Okay,
anyways.
Here's the next thing. Okay, here's your news story. Your news story is Blake Lively is going to
testify,
Can I add on to that? Can
yes,
I piggyback?
Please.
Apparently, Justin Baldoni's lawyer wants to sell tickets to Blake Lively
testifying.
Thank you.
First
that
off, this
weird.
Is a full year away, you guys.
Yeah.
This is a full year from now. And of course, who in the world, how is this news? Of course she was going to testify, right?
Why are they going to trial?
Because she's dug her heels in. We haven't asked Erica this. Where are you at on this? Are you team Justin or are you team Blake?
I think they're both being pretty dumb.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think this room, we started
it
one
kind
way.
Of feels like, not Robert. What is his name? Johnny and
Amber.
Oh, Amber again. Yeah.
It kind of feels like that where Justin is just trying to get his career back because Blake kind of ruined it.
Right.
But it's like, we get it. You can move on now.
I think everyone should move on.
This is a waste of money. This is a waste of time.
So you want it to just go away.
Yeah. Mm. Unless a dog poops on the bed, a quote unquote dog.
Yeah, that wasn't a dog. That was Amber.
That was not a dog. Pooped on that was bed. Amber.
I mean, did you see that unhinged woman? She's a bed pooper for sure.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know what bed poopers look like, right?
Sounds mm-hmm. like you do.
No, but I'm just saying, if you had to picture
Amber Turd.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Speaking of people who have fallen from grace.
Oh my God.
I thought you were going to do speaking of bed poopers. And I was like, I'm
like
all in.
My kid.
News or Nope, this is my favorite episode of News or Nope of all time.
Well, Ryan Reynolds and Blake Lively were on the list of everyone loved them. And then it turns out, maybe there's a little more behind there.
You have such a Schadenfreude thing, man. You've got people.
Oh no. Oh no, he has more.
Did somebody fall?
Taylor Swift's in the news.
No, what happened?
Oh
what
my
happened?
God,
what
this happened? Is this is your like.
I don't feel good.
Apparently, there's a woman who's trying to sue Taylor Swift because she claims a lot of Taylor Swift's songs are ripoffs of this woman's poetry that she's written. Here's the kicker: she's been trying to serve these papers to Taylor Swift, and she can't get to her.
Where's Taylor?
It's this weird celebrity privilege. I don't know what you call it, but it's like you can't just go up to Taylor and go, Taylor Swift, yes, here's your papers, you're served. So she's gone to her house and her bodyguards are like, oh, Taylor's not here. And she just has no way. So now this woman is trying to get the police involved.
You have to be able to serve Taylor. She's not above the law.
But, I've never thought about this before. Yeah. If you can't get to a celebrity, how would you sue them if you needed to?
Do we think this is true?
Absolutely. Yep.
I have seen a TikTok kind of explaining more details.
So we believe this woman?
I don't know.
I will never.
It seems like, I mean, if you got nothing to hide, Taylor, be served, have your day in court, just like Justin and Blake are going to do, everyone's time, and I've never thought about the celebrity angle before. How would you get to someone,
well,
and they could
like,
just get away with it?
That's like the one lady being sued when she was on stage. Why? Jason Sudeikis.
Oh, Olivia Wilde.
Yes.
Oh yeah, he had
that
her
was
served.
Messed
like, with
up.
Yeah. Harry there and the whole thing, right?
Yeah,
no, Harry wasn't there, but she was on.
She was
on
presenting
stage
or something
about the movie.
Yeah, that's what
and
it was.
And somebody served her right there.
Yeah,
kind of love that.
You're so petty.
Well, no. First off, Ted Lasso,
amazing,
all time favorite thing
for sure.
Whatever, Olivia, and I'm not a fan of Harry because he's just, he's just like. I don't know.
Take it back.
No, I can't. And I'm going to say, I got to circle back to Taylor real quick.
Okay.
Here's the deal. I've been calling her a plagiarist from the very beginning.
Really? Ooh.
And I think she's so big and no one wants to upset the apple cart. What is the song that she does now? There's a 10-minute version of it.
All Too Well, and you're talking about the one lyric that maybe was from a Matt Nathanson song?
Not maybe. It's I Love Matt Nathanson. And
this was news back when I was in college.
But Matt won't sue her.
No, he did. They had a thing.
I don't think they
were able to prove that it was like subconscious.
There's I'll forget about you long enough to forget why I needed to. That's like, that's a very specific line. And she has it in that her song, and that is definitely...
And it was in a Matt Nathanson.
In a Matt Nathanson song.
What I've seen so far is it's a stretch.
How's that a stretch?
No, not for Matt. Not for Matt. From the lady. The other girl. Yeah.
This one, she's looking for $25 million. That's also kind of a like, okay. That's a lot of money.
Yeah.
All right, so if anybody's a season ticket holder to the Kansas City Chiefs, don't you think that's the way?
Oh.
You got to get her at a game.
Oh, my gosh. Like a hot dog vendor?
Yes.
Walking in the back?
Yes, Taylor's out there sucking down a corn dog.
Going for the glizzies.
Sucking down.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105. 9.